Friday and Osha had my video camera on Pinto because he was dancing to Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren.
If this song ever came on when I was getting ready in the morning for work, I'd just say, you know what, I'm not going to work today. I'm just going to bang on the drum all day. That's all I'm going to do.
Banging the drum all day. Okay. I could go a lot of different directions. 237-5948-800 880-5346 are our phone numbers. It is Friday at 437. That means it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Jeff Katzer, guide extraordinaire at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hello, Jeff Katzer, guide extraordinaire. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good. Thank you for asking, but I'm doing good.
You're in Minot today, correct? You're in the Magic City in Western North Dakota. What's happening there?
I know. It is. It's crazy. I'm in Minot. I'm at the Boat and Sports Show. I'm in the Warrior Boat/Woodland Marine booth. There are so many guys you want to come and see. I've got Kent Anderson from Warrior Boats. I've got Robert Cardenas. He is like the number one pro walleye fisherman there is in the world. I've got Kyle Blanchfield, the owner of Woodland Marine here. I've got Lenny Eubanks. I've got Jake Burdick. My God, there's even Jeff Katzer's even here.
Wow. That is a cavalcade of stars.
Cavalcade.
A cavalcade of stars. That's like the show of shows right there.
I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, it really is fun. We are actually, it's been a crazy, crazy show again, like it always is. There's so much cool stuff here. Just get down here. Come to Minot this whole weekend. Get here. It's fun. There's everything going on. Boats, campers, women, men, children, everything is going on here. It's a lot of fun. We've been riding boats like crazy. I have writer's cramp.
That's a good thing if you're trying to sell product and you have writer's cramp. That's a positive, Jeffrey.
There's been two of us writing for over an hour.
That's a positive thing for you and whoever the other person is. I enjoy that. Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. You have like 8 miles worth of ice on Devil's Lake, or maybe 50 inches worth of ice on Devil's Lake. That's my first question. Is that the most ice you've ever seen in your history at Devil's Lake, North Dakota? 50-plus inches of ice.
I was talking with Kyle, and he had said he has not ever seen it like that. And like I say, I have a 6 and a 12-inch extension on my auger going through the houses now. We aren't hitting in some spots. And like our Snow Bear, too, Tommy was out the other day, drilled 15 holes out of the 15 holes. He got through in 7 of them. And so you definitely want to have, again, this is going through either a Snow Bear or an ice castle, so definitely have 2 12-inch extensions, or at the resort we do have some longer. I believe there's 16-inch extensions now, so it's just one instead of bulking two together. It's a little easier. But oh my God, do those things get heavy? I screwed my back up on mine already. I got to tell you guys, when you're doing this and you're going through all that ice, make sure to clean your flighting. That's the auger part. Make sure to clean that a couple times as you're drilling. Get halfway down, pull it up, clean all the ice particles out of it, go back down, drill again. Otherwise, you're going to, as we call it in the business, gene jam it right into there. And it takes a small army to get that thing out. I know, because there's two that are still on the still on the ice out there that we have flagged so nobody runs into them.
Oof.
We can't get them out. I don't know what we're going to do to get them out. So
you're going to wait for the ice to melt and them to go to the bottom of Devil's Lake is what you're going to wait for. I'm just going to.
And it sounds like it. Maybe it's going to start melting with temperatures in the 30s.
Well, if they stay in the 30s or 40s, it's going to take a long time for the ice and the snow to melt. Hey, the bigger question maybe is, are the fish biting at Devil's Lake?
Our perch have slowed down a little bit. We still are getting a couple here and there and finding some active schools, but the walleyes have picked up. And, of course, our friends, the Northern Pike, are getting ready to do something. I think the spawn should be coming up here because they will spawn under the ice. And they're bulking up. And we had some guys fishing for them the last couple days, and they did really good. I've actually got video of a guy that makes his homemade tip-ups, and he put one in the house. And I watched it go off. It just tipped right up, and he got himself about a 28-inch pike. And they're from Wyoming. They're very happy. The walleyes. We are finding the walleyes in 8 to 20 feet of water, and it's been an early morning, late afternoon towards dusk. That magic 45 minutes before dark has been a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces, I can tell you that. The walleyes have really, this year, have really picked it up a lot. and it's been two baits that have been, you know, the buckshot that I've been talking about, it has been working, but the jigging Rapala in a size number three in a perch pattern or a gold-black pattern with a minnow head hanging from it has been just outstanding. And remember, boys and girls, don't just let it sit there. Move that thing a lot. There's a jigging Rapala. We need to jig them and bounce the bottom. It's been working really, really good.
So here's the question. Now, walleye fishing has been good for the last several years on Devil's Lake, and I could go up there. Even I could go up there last summer and troll some spinners and jig and bobber fish, and I could catch walleyes. But many of them, Jeff, were 14, 15 inches long. So as time goes on, are they getting bigger? Are people catching now 16, 17 inches, or are they staying kind of the same size?
We've seen them from 6 inches so far this year up to two over 30. And they've really, I would say, you know what? I'm going to say that with you. I believe our size limit has gone up a little bit. We've been getting a lot of the 14 to 17 inch range, which, hey, that's a perfect walleye.
Yes.
I mean, that is a great walleye. So we've been getting a lot of thicker fish. You can tell they're eating very healthy. Their colors are nice and dark. If you get a light colored walleye, that usually means that they've come up and they're stressed out a little bit. Now they're nice and dark and relaxed, and it's just a really good fish that we've been catching. We have a lot of happy people with the walleye.
So
and again,
go ahead.
The middle of the day has been slow for them. The early morning and late afternoon has been, you know, the time for them.
So what happened to the perch? Are you going to find those again? Because it's starting to be that time of the year, middle of March and into April, where it's an awfully fun time to be out sitting on the ice catching perch or panfish or walleyes or anything else. Are you going to be able to find them perch again?
I do believe so. We're on the prowl for them right now in the perch assault vehicle, as we now have named our snow bear. I know. Did you follow that?
I did, yes.
I'm glad. I learned that from you. We had 610 votes in 36 hours. And I'd like to thank everybody that participated. And but yes, the perch assault vehicle is out every single day, and so are about four or five of my guys. And I have been out of command now for 2 days, so I don't know what's really going on with the perch, but I did call in, and they said it was slow.
Okay.
But we will get on them. I promise everybody out there we'll get on them again.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to get out there, Jeffrey, before I let you get back to business?
I tell you what. You boys and girls need to come to Minot this weekend. It is a lot of fun, and there's so much stuff going on here. I mean, there's a lot of shows. Dogs are running up and down, so I haven't even gotten to walk around very much. But if you're in the market for a boat, a camper, or going on a trip out west hunting or fishing or up to Canada, get your buns over here. This is really a great place.
Cool. All right. There's also a sportsman show in Fargo this weekend, the Red River Valley Sportsman Show, so people can stop by there as well. Jeffrey, I hope to see you soon. We haven't been able to get together and do some fishing recently, so hopefully here in March we'll be able to do that. So take care, and we'll talk again, all right?
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, North Dakota.